This is Wade Reth with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Groups in Birmingham have sued the state of Alabama for passing a state law barring them from setting their own minimum wage, claiming it's a civil rights violation. Since 1995, the real spending on indigent defense has fallen by 2%, even as the number of felony cases has risen by 40%. Total national spending is $2.3 billion, or 1% of the $200 billion government spend on criminal justice. Republican turnout in the primaries thus far is up 64% compared to 2012. Sharik Khan, running for mayor of London, will be the first Muslim to lead the city, where 1 in 8 residents adheres to that faith at a time when Britain is struggling to integrate minorities and combat radicalization. Londoners have elected their mayor directly only since the year 2000. In Iraq, hundreds of protesters stormed Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone and entered the parliament building waving Iraqi flags, snapping photographs, breaking furniture, and demanding an end to corruption. Police and advocates, women's advocates, are criticizing Brigham Young University for opening so-called honor code investigations when women report rapes. Education Trust cites an educational support deficiency when otherwise similar institutions can have graduation rates that vary by as much as 20%. With the top 10th of 1% of the population reaping the largest income gains, states with the highest tax rates on the rich are growing increasingly dependent on a smaller group of super earners for tax revenue. In New York, California, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey, the top 1% pay a third or more of total income taxes. Almost 1,500 water systems serving 3.3 million U.S. residents have exceeded the federal EPA lead cap of 15 parts per billion at least once in the past 3 years. In 2007, before the recession gained full force, black workers were 30% more likely than workers of other races to be employed in the public sector. Pew Charitable Trust has found that on average, 2/3 of the fees payday lenders collect are spent on keeping their lights on. The average storefront only serves 500 customers a year, with employee turnover averaging as high as 65% annually. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.